The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio episode based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim and his United Nations raiders are aboard an aircraft carrier somewhere in the Pacific. Learning that an enemy submarine was stalking them, Jim received special permission to accompany a Navy ace, Whitey Jensen, in a mission to find and destroy it. They accomplished their mission with typical Navy efficiency. But with their gas running low and no chance to gain altitude, they were attacked by three Jap Zeros. Whitey's guns brought one Zero down, and he outmaneuvered the second one into crashing. But there is no escape from the third one, for with the gas tank empty, Whitey made a forced landing at sea. As he and Jim floundered in the water, the ruthless Jap swept low and strafed them. Whitey is fearful of Jim's disappearance below the surface. The Zero is not finished with them yet.
Jim, why don't you come to the surface? Poor guy. Never had a chance bobbing around like...
You okay, Whitey?
First you give me a heart failure, and then you ask me riddles. You know how long you stayed under?
Long enough for that monkey to think he got me.
Long enough for me to think he had, too. How can you hold your breath that long?
It's a trick Colo taught me. Sometime I'll show you how it's done.
Well, you better make it soon, Jim. That buzzard's banking for another strafing run on us.
No, let him come. As long as we're able to duck under the surface, he can't hurt us.
Yeah. We sure have got him right where we want him, haven't we?
Where's he now, Whitey? He ought to be about ready for his run.
Yeah. And if only I... Now what the blazes?
Huh?
That Jap's had enough. Blamed if he isn't turning tail. Hey, look! It's one of our planes.
Where?
Heading right for us. Make a splash, Jim. Stir up a lot of foam.
Okay. Think he'll see us?
I don't know. Just hope he sees that Jap. Here he comes.
Hey, what's that he dropped?
A phosphorus flare. He did see us. He dropped a marker for the others to follow.
Boy, it's a long time since I was in a church. But I'm offering a prayer of thanks now.
Me too. Come on, let's swim over to where that flare landed.
Say, is that another plane I hear coming?
I don't think so. Sounds more like a launch engine.
Well, I hope so. We're in clover if it is.
Jim, look behind you.
Where?
Just above the horizon. See that black smoke?
You mean just over the...
Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Zero.
Dos a late, please.
There he goes, out of sight.
I wonder who it was that got him.
I don't know. But I'm willing to carry his picture in a locket where I find it. Hey, wait a minute.
I wonder how far away that launch is.
Doesn't matter now, Whitey.
It doesn't. Are you nuts?
Nope. Look up there.
Where?
All those black specks in the sky there. Way up, see them?
Holy Toledo. Zeros. A whole squadron of them.
Helplessly, the two friends watch those ominous black dots grow larger. The Japs are resolved to avenge the loss of their submarine, as we'll see in a moment. Meanwhile, here's a suggestion for one of your own New Year's resolutions. Promise yourself the pleasure of seeing the Comic Weekly every Sunday in 1945. You'll find that's one resolution you won't want to break. For the Comic Weekly is rightly called America's favorite funnies. It brings never-failing entertainment to 15 million readers in over 6 million homes 52 weeks a year. Its thrilling full-color pages bring you more than two dozen features. Features that offer action, intrigue, mystery. Features that make Sunday morning adventure time. The Comic Weekly comes to you with 15 of the great Sunday papers of the nation. One of them brings it to this city. Start the new year right by beginning this Sunday to enjoy the Comic Weekly. The figure of Puck and the name, the Comic Weekly, are your guarantee of exciting reading pleasure. Now, back to the troubled South Pacific and Jungle Jim.
Howdy, Lieutenant. You okay, sir?
Just a little waterlogged, Tex. Throw us a line.
Yes, sir. All right, Haskins. Mind if you don't follow now. Got it, Lieutenant?
Oh, wait a second. Yeah. Come on, Jim. Grab hold.
I'm okay.
Donovan, give Haskins a hand. Have you aboard in no time, Lieutenant. All ready, sir. We're all ready, Lieutenant.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was watching those zeros up there.
They've spotted us, all right, Whitey.
Yeah. They're turning to peel off. Heave ahead, men.
All right. Now you, Captain.
Right. Gonna be quite a habit with you to drag me out of the water, Dex.
Now we do as we're told, sir. Got the line?
Yep. Let her rip.
That's it. Give him a hand, Tex.
Yes, sir.
Now, more like it, huh, Jim?
It will be. As soon as we pump ourselves out.
Your ship, Lieutenant.
Okay. Put about and let's go home. Hey, why all the formality, Tex?
Order, sir. Okay, Phillips, put about and full speed.
Say, Tex, would you mind pointing that Tommy gun somewhere else?
Yes, sir. I would mind.
Condon, what the Sam Hill's eating you?
Sir, Captain Bradley and his men are all under technical arrest.
Under what?
Who says so?
The skipper, sir. Army requested it.
Army did what?
Sorry, Captain. You're to be held incommunicado.
But what for?
Oh, I had no business coming on this mission with you, Whitey. Maybe that's...
No, that doesn't make sense, Jim. The Army didn't know you were with me. Why should the rest of your men be punished, even so?
Excuse me, Lieutenant. The skipper said incommunicado. He was kind of definite about it, sir.
All right, Condon. We'll go by the book if that's the way you want it. Phillips, alter course from port to starboard. 2 degrees every 5 seconds. Got it?
Aye, aye, sir.
Is the lieutenant going to see how good our sea legs are?
The lieutenant's trying to zigzag those zeros out of getting a good shot at us. The lieutenant would also like a cigarette.
Right, sir. Would the prisoner like one?
No, thanks. I've got enough smoke in my eyes already.
Keep your eyes on those zeros, Phillips. They'll start peeling off in a minute.
Would the lieutenant accept a suggestion?
You're out of order, Condon. You wanted this done by the book, and that's the way we'll do it.
Oh, look, there's no use blaming him, Whitey.
I'll handle it, Jim.
This suits me. But while you're handling it, take another look at the sky.
Oh, for the... Now we're getting somewhere.
What is it, sir?
6 of our planes are climbing to jump those zeros. 2 Vs of 3 each.
Do you think we'll be in time?
Watch it, Whitey. The jets are peeling off.
Hold your course, Phillips. Cut her sharp when I tell you. The rest of you men hit the deck. Over, Phillips!
Good. Nice going, Lieutenant.
Well, here comes the next one. Cut her sharp, Phillips!
Well, that one was closer.
And got part of the guardrail.
Yes, sir. But our fellows are breaking them up. Look at that.
Give it to them, gang. Watch them now.
Here goes one of them.
Yeah, but one of ours is down, too. Alter course, Phillips. Both speed ahead. They're too busy to bother with us now.
There's another of them.
Boy, look at him drop.
Yeah. Hey, watch the 2 that came after us.
Yeah, they're trying to climb.
Well, let them try. 2 of our guys are on their tails.
Watch it. Watch it, that first one's banking.
Oh. I wonder who that was. Crashed right into that Jap.
Yeah. Now, that's 3 for us and 2 for them.
That's only so far. Here goes the second buzzer that came after us. Boy, did you see him hit that water.
Bounced like a rubber ball.
You look up there, sir. Right over it.
Oh, just my luck to miss a scrap this good.
Hey, you know, they had it all figured out. That sub and this squadron of zeros were going to hit the carrier at the same time.
Well, that's about it, Jim.
Look, sir. There go 2 more of them.
And the others are running home to Mama. I wonder who the 2 were that we lost.
I guess we'll soon know, sir. Here's the carrier dead ahead.
Yeah. That's why the Japs scrammed for home. Getting too close to our AK-AK guns.
Speaking of guns, Lieutenant, would you like this one?
Huh? Well, for the... Condon!
Hey, what are you...
Watch your temper, Chief. Here's your pop gun. Only when you're told to watch a prisoner. Don't go mooning in a dogfight.
Yes, sir. I reckon I asked for that one.
Reckon you don't need that Tommy gun, Tex. We'll be aboard soon, Jim, and we'll find out what this is all about.
Right here, Captain.
And I remember.
Okay, sailor, open up.
You'll pass on my request to the commander.
Oh, yes, sir. In person. All right, guard.
Well, Sing Lee, you look as though the world was a rotten apple with a worm in it.
Hmm.
Your description is over-optimistic, Jim.
Where are the rest of our bunch?
In their quarters on the guard.
Hey, Singh, what's it all about?
I am both blind and dumb, my friend. The situation was as unexpected as it is annoying.
Well, when did it happen?
Shortly after breakfast. I was in the wardroom with the others, exchanging lies with a few officers. Also, I was enjoying my first cigar in many weeks. The commander appeared suddenly and placed us formally under arrest.
On what charge?
Not stated.
But, Singh, I did the skipper a good turn back in the States. That's why he let me go chasing that submarine. Why, he...
He was apologetic about it, Jim. He said the arrest was at the request of Army Intelligence.
Army Intelligence? But they're the ones who asked...
I know. They requested us to form the raiders in the first place.
Oh, it's a slip-up, Singh. It's got to be.
Red tape slips up most easily.
Well, how do the others take it?
Most valuably. They express themselves very forcibly on the parentage and habits of whoever is responsible.
Don't blame them. Well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Except consume ourselves with impotent rage.
It's all right, guard. Skipper gave me a pass. Here you are.
Who is that?
Sounded like Whitey.
Hi, chum. Mind if I come in?
Not a bit. It's getting out, that's the trick. Whitey, this is my friend, Colonel Singh Lee of China.
How do you do?
Lieutenant Whitey Jensen.
I am very glad to meet you, Lieutenant.
Thank you. I brought you some smokes. A couple of cigars here.
Oh. A thousand thanks.
Some pipe tobacco for you, Jim. Skipper said it's okay.
Well, thanks a lot, fella. What else did he say?
Well, nothing officially. Unofficially, that he's sorry as the devil about this. Oh, I picked up a little scuttlebutt that might interest you, though.
Well, let's have it. Even a rumor might tell us something.
Well, it's supposed to be the McCoy because it came from the radio room.
And what is it, Whitey?
Well, that isn't good. You're all under arrest, Jim, because one of you is accused of being a traitor.